Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're beginning a brand new Simen, Simen Tof Samach, which deals with the halachos of matzas mitzvah, the making and eating of the proper matzah that one could be fulfilling, the mitzvah d'oraisa of eating matzah on Leil Pesach. Now, it's an unusual shiur today. We're just going to have a little bit of Mechaber and a number of footnotes in the Mishneh Berurah and Deir Shu footnotes, and we'll see what time we have to go into some of the other Anosi Kalim on the daf. So the Mechaber starts off Sif Aleph over here. Ein loshim matzas mitzvah. One doesn't need the dough to make the matzas mitzvah. V'lo ofen osah, nor do we bake it, ayideh eino Yehudi. Below al yidei cheresh shota v'kotan. One cannot use, as we'll see, how much under any circumstances in any way, one should not be using a non-Jewish person to go and make the kneading or the baking of the matzos that you're going to fulfill the mitzvah of achilas matzah on Pesach on. And likewise, one should not use it with a halachically mentally incompetent person. The cheresh, shota, and kotan are all examples, the classical examples of a person who's not mentally competent. In halacha, he doesn't have what's called das. He doesn't have capabilities mentally to be able to have das, understanding, to do the mitzvah. And this is something that requires das in order to prepare the matzahs for the eating of those matzahs. The cheresh, we'll see, is a person who is neither able to talk or to hear. Shota is a person who does various activities that demonstrate that he is not a bar das, he doesn't have full mental capacity, and a katan is somebody under the age of bar mitzvah. Now, let us see inside. That's the entire Mechaber. There is no Ramah for today's shir. Let's start looking inside in the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah says in Sif Katan Aleph, V'hu Adin Arichas HaMatzah. The same thing applies over here, not only to the kneading of the matzah, not only to the baking of the matzah, but likewise the arranging of the matzah, putting it into its proper shape before you place it into the oven. The issue footnote number one brings down the reasoning behind this is based upon the Mogen Avraham. Sha'af aricha hi mehamlochos hamiyuchados lafias hapas shehusku b'mishna in Psachim. And it says over there that you have to do lisha and afia, and also the aricha, the shaping, the forming of the dough into the right shape of the matzah, that is also part of the mitzvah. And therefore, the Morgan of Rum brings down over here, that's what the Mishneh Berurah quotes over here, that you have to have the same Jewish person who's a bar das doing the aricha, the arranging of the matzah, in addition to the kneading and the baking of the matzah. What about the making of the holes? We pointed out previously that there's a custom to go make holes in the matzah. Well, in your nikur sheminakrin hamatzos, that person who's going to be making the holes in the matzah. So the Mishneh Berurah tells us, this is brought down in the Mogen Avraham, the Chok Yaakov, and the Chok Yosef as well, is maskim of the Taz, the Lechatchila, en kedai hanikra de kotan, that you shouldn't do this nikur via a person who's not a bar das. So he says, the Mishneh Berurah, quoting all of these achronim, tov lizor lechatchila, it is preferable lechatchila, shelo lasos al yodom leinyan matzo shel mitzvah. They shouldn't be the ones making the holes in the matzahs that you're going to do to make, perform the actual mitzvah of achilas matzah on the first night of Pesach. However, he brings down v'yeshem akilim b'zeh. There are those that are makel in this, af l'chadchila, to allow even l'chadchila, not only b'dieved, but even l'chadchila, lasos hanikovim ayde katan uchay gavna, to let a katan do this, or either a person who's like a katan, lav by das, or other activities like this that aren't essential, to allow even l'chadchila, a katan, to do this. Why? Kivun shigam gidolim om demagabo. Because here we have somebody standing over them to make sure that they're doing it correctly. And therefore, the ayidei zeh, you harbe ozrim lemayer binyan asiyosan. If we have a katan doing this, and somebody standing over him watching this, that person can also do other things as well. And this way, we're actually lechatchila making the matzahs more preferable, because we're making sure there are no delays whatsoever, and in ensuring that they will not be mamayah l'chomets, which we talked about in the previous simonim, is a very, very big concern in the baking and making of the matzahs. Siv Katan Beis, this is specifically a din, the Mishneh Berurah says over here, for matzahs mitzvah, ma she'ein kein, as opposed to bishar matzos, all the other matzahs that you're going to eat on Pesach, ein tzrichim shimur l'shem mitzvah, they do not require the same level over here of being made l'shem mitzvah. They have to be kosher, they can't be chametz, but they don't require necessarily to be made l'shem mitzvah. Just, the Mishneh Berurah continues, rak she'yizor shlo yeh bohem chashash limutz. But of course, even though you don't have to do l'shem matzah mitzvah, it has to be made sure that it's not chametz. And therefore, umut lasos ayedeyem im mashkiach lehem. As long as you're making sure somebody's standing over the baking and making sure that there's no delay, so since you don't need any das for those matzos, you just have to guarantee that they're not chametz, so then it would be adequate even if a non-bar das were to make the other matzos that you're using for Pesach. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ach Yisrael kidoshim heim, but we're a holy nation. V'nagu lasos shimur l'shem matzah b'chol ha-matzos kidisa b'simen tov ayin zayin. As we will l'mirtzah Hashem learn, we're a holy nation, and we want to do everything in the most optimal way. And therefore, even the matzos that you're not technically going to be fulfilling the mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach on, i.e. those matzos that you're eating on the night of Pesach at the Seder, nevertheless, the custom is to make all the matzos l'shem mitzvahs matzah, and to do it with a bar das, and to do it with a person who's fully capable of making the mitzvah matzah, he should be making those matzos for the rest of Pesach as well. Now, a couple of additional Dirshu footnotes over here. In the second paragraph of Dirshu footnote number one, he brings down Hamagal Gelosei, so the one who rolls the dough, and the one who's making sure that the dough is not left unattended to, that it shouldn't become chametz, even though it's already fully kneaded. So Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal brings down that person doesn't have to have das necessarily, because there is no requirement on those aspects of the preparing of the matzos that it should be l'shem mitzvah matzah, because those aren't essential components. They're just doing this, that it shouldn't become chametz. You're not doing something positive, you're just making sure it doesn't become chametz. And therefore, even a katum could do this, according to Rav Nissen Karlitz. The issue footnote number two brings down that the definition over here of shimur, that you have to observe and watch it to be matzitz mitzvahs, he says, ain't dai. It's not enough that we don't have any chashash of chametz over here, and therefore, there's no isra over here. Elo, chitsha ha-Torah. The Torah is telling us over here that you need a positive aspect, not just guarantee that there's no chametz, but you need to actually have shmira yaseira, special shmira over here, to prevent it from coming chametz, and to guarantee that it's mitzvahs matzah, that it's being done for the purpose over here of making matzos that are going to be eaten l'shem al achilas matzah on Pesach. And therefore, he brings down, if there's only a short period of time, legabe zman muat biyoser shel hesach hadas, if there's only a very short period of time that somebody didn't have intention over here, he brings down from Rav Zalman Meltzer Zatzal, as brought down in the Shelos Tshuvos Achiezer, shamashmos he shel choser idekach miyashimur hanitzrach. Having just, for example, 10 minutes of the kneading was done with the kavana, it should be l'shem mitzvah matzah, and then 20 seconds was not, so that doesn't ruin it. Here's your footnote number three brings down, even though, as we pointed out, the custom is Yisrael Kedoshim, that we do Shmira on the matzos for all of Pesach, even the ones that you're not going to eat at the Seder. So, Mikol Moko, Minno Kashimur Behen, Hurak Mishas Tchina Sachitim. Here, the carefulness, the watching of it, is only from the time of the grinding of the wheat, or maybe from the time of the kneading of the dough, but not like the ideal, l'chatrila way that we do for the mitzvahs matzah that you're going to be using, that there we brought down it should be at least l'chatchila, it should be shimur michimutz mishas k'tzira sachitim. That should be from the time of the harvesting. So it's a higher level of shmira that we want for the matzahs that you're going to be yotzei at the Seder with, as opposed to, even if you have a higher level of shmira for the rest of the matzahs as well, doesn't have to be as high. It could be either from the time of the grinding or even from the time of the kneading, that it should be l'shem shimur of matzahs mitzvah. However, the Vilna Gaon, it's famous shita, it was machmir to have the highest level mishas haktzira from the time of harvesting for all the matzahs on Pesach. The Gaon lishitaso is that every time you eat matzah on Pesach, you're mekayim the mitzvah of alachilas matzah. You don't have an obligation to eat it, but every time you eat it, you have a kiyum of the mitzvah of alachilas matzah. And therefore, the Gaon's shita is that you should always have shmura matzah, the highest level of shmura matzah, even from shas Kitzira, from the time of grinding, and it should all be done by Karsher Yidden, who have das, in order to fulfill this Gaon's Shita. And this Minog, continuing in the Mishnah Berurah that we just brought down, Yisrael Kedoshim Heim, is brought down Kosu Achronim, Vayim Masher Kosavnu Lekameh, and we'll see more about this as well, and we've already discussed this quite a bit in the Dirshu footnotes and in previous Shior. Then we said, Sivkot and Gimel, you shouldn't do this via a non-Jewish person. The reason is, Atam, Dirsiv Ushmartim is a matzos. The Pasuk says you have to have Shmura matzah, Umashma mizeh. And it's clear from this, the Shmira Sha'atum Shamra Shalotachmitz, that just having in mind, so to say, that it shouldn't become chametz, that's not enough. Hiskabing L'shem Matzah Shal Mitzah, you have to have a positive thought over here that it should be specifically for the matzahs of mitzvah. The nochri, a non-Jewish person, a cheresh shotev kapter, or people that don't have mental capacity, aren't qualified, lav b'nei shimur ninu. They, by definition, can't be shomer on this matzah to make it shmura matzah, shmartim es matzos. We'll see if we have time. Dirshu footnote number 9 begins a whole discussion about whether machine matzah, the act of the machine running, if a person just turns it on, does that make it shmura matzah, or can you not have shmura matzah in regards to a machine? This is a famous machlokes. You have great gedolim throughout the recent times that have advocated actually against machine shmura matzah because of this lack of das component, and you have those that said no, by the person turning on the machine you have das, and in fact shmura matzah from the machine is more guaranteed that there won't be any breaks, the machines don't get tired, the machines don't talk, the machines don't stop, as opposed to a person who has all of these potential issues. So therefore there are those that advocate that machine shmura matzah is actually better than hand shmura matzah. So in the issue foot number 9, we'll see if we have time later in the shir to go and see some of it inside. The Mishnah Berurah continues over here, and he says, "Yiskimu harbe poskim da'afilu Yisrael omer al gabon." Even if you have a yid standing over the cheresh katan, the non-Jewish person, umasirin sheikavdu l'shem mitzvahs matzah, and he's whispering or saying out loud, "Have in mind that you're doing this baking, you're doing this kneading over here, l'shem mitzvahs matzah, gam kein lo mahani." That will not help as well, even though the yid is standing over them. And this will not work even b'di'evit. This isn't good enough. Why not? So Dirshu footnote number 10 brings down, why doesn't it work by a non-Jewish person? You have he's a Baal Das, he's capable of understanding. So the Rashba brings down, Shanachwi Osal Das Atzmo, even though a Yid is standing over him and telling him, please make this for the purpose of mitzvah matzah, that will not work over here. Veina Ose, and it will not work that the Yid is standing over him and telling him, do it l'shem mitzvah matzah. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siman Lamed Beis, in the name of the Rambam, in regards to Hilchos Tefillin, Le'inyan Ibud Ha'or L'tzorach Ksivas Tefillin, that making the tanning the straps of the tefillin or the box of the tefillin for the shem mitzvah of tefillin. And he says the same problem is over there. Even if the Nachwi says out loud, I'm doing this l'shem, the purpose of making tefillin, ain piv v'libo shavim b'kach. We can't guarantee that what he's saying is really what he's thinking, and therefore it's no good. The Chazon Ish adds an additional reason, and he says, Kivan Shanachwi Eino Bar Mitzvah, the Nachwi is not obligated over here, so a person who's not obligated can't do something Lishma. And he says, the Rishonim that write down, Shalomo Benachwi Kivan Shuos Al Dato, they seem to say a different reason, that he's doing it for his own ulterior motives. Their Kavani is, Shalafikoch Ein Maasov Misyachsim Li Yisrael HaMitzaveyu, Kechetz HaMisyaches L'Mishalcho. So it's different over here. It's when a person shoots an arrow, so the arrow is following the person who shoots it. But here, even though the Yid is standing over him, telling him to do this L'Shem Mitzvah's Tefillin, and even if the guy says it, there's no guarantee that that's actually what's happening. And why doesn't it work by a cheresh shoter katan? So Shulchan Aruch Rav says, she'ein b'hem das l'chavin l'shmo, because they, by definition, don't have kavana. Even if somebody's standing over them and saying, do this l'shem mitzvah matzah, it won't work. The issue footnote number 8 asks an interesting question. What happens if you're making matzah for the rest of Pesach, and you have in mind that you're making it over here, l'shem achilas matzah, shoshah yimei Pesach, and not for the mitzvah matzah that you eat on the Leil Pesach? Would you be yotze this additional higher level of obligation? So Shulchan Aruch Rav brings down that this is a machlokes aposkim. And he concludes and he says, Ikur kedasa sovrim shiyotze. Yes, you would fulfill with such matzah being able to eat it on the night of Pesach. The Chazon Ish says, Shinira sheshimur l'shem kach shiyahena mi matzah b'pesach eino mo'al. The Chazon Ish says that if your intention is just to get hanav from this matzah, that's not good enough. But if you're having in mind that it's shimur l'shem achilas shayimei Pesach, that you'll eat it on the rest of Pesach, he says that should be good enough. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'yeish min ha-poskim shemakilim ba'omin al-gabon. There are poskim that say, as long as the yid is standing over them, the nochri or the cheresh katan, umasiron, and he's warning them, she'echavdu ba'asiyotzu l'shem matzah, and he's standing over them, warning them, do this l'shem mitzvah matzah, that would be good. Because da'azamrinon, because in that situation, these poskim hold, and you can see in the Shaar HaTzion, this is the opinion of Rav Hai Gon and others, that in this situation, Adaita the Yisrael Ka'ovid. We can guarantee that they're really doing it l'shem mitzvah matzah because the person, the yid who has das, is standing over them. Because of Abach v'Morgan Avram, Diyesh l'smoch alayu kishi efshu bin yinacher. When you have no alternative, you can rely upon this opinion. Dirshu foot number 11 brings down, Legabi Nar Shehigia Lechlau Shonim, then you do him Hivishte Saros. What about a child who is chronologically 13 years of age, but we don't know if he's physiologically mature, i.e., he may be only a Godol based upon the Chazaka of Rova, that a child has Shte Saros, has two pubic hairs when he reaches the age of Bar Mitzvah, but you need to know definitively in order for him to be, in fact, a Godol Midaraisa. So he says, Shekivan Shedin Shimu Lishmo Humin HaTorah, since this is a Din Daraisa, we can't rely upon the Chazaka of Rova that a person, if he's chronologically 13, then he's also physiologically a Godol. The Bir Halacha adds, however, that in regards to the making of tzitzis, lishma, so then it might work if a gadol is standing over him in this situation. One could be mekel over here, even lechatchila. The Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, V'tov shayisrael b'yatzmo yaseyeyu gam ken ktzas. Even according to this mekel opinion that it's a Jew standing over the cheirishot v'katun or the non-Jew is adequate, he should try to help a little bit. He should try to assist in this. And if the only choice over here is, let's say the adult Jew just physically can't do it, and the only person that can do it is a cheirishot of a katan or a non-Jewish person, so then it would be preferable to have the cheirishot and katan rather than the akum. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, v'da dafilu l'da samekilim bo min agabon, and even according to this lenient opinion that says if a yid standing over them, it's good, lo yistapik b'mash omelo pam achas kodem masiyah she'chavim l'shem mitzvah matzah. It's not enough that he tells him right at the beginning, okay, from now on, realize all the baking and aricha, the setting it up, and the lisha, the kneading that you're doing is l'shem mitzvah matzah. You can't do it once. Rak tzorich l'asiru b'chol shalzeh. He has to constantly say, l'shem matzah smitzvah, l'shem matzah smitzvah. You have to keep on doing this over here. That they shouldn't forget for a second, because again, you can't presume that they have any das except for the das of the person standing over them. Ulyin trina, what about the grinding need to be l'shem matzis mitzvah? So ayin the bir halacha. He says to look in the bir halacha. Now here we have a huge bir halacha, which you turn back to Nun Ches Amud Aleph, where he brings down in Dibra Masul Ein Loshin, Ein in the Taz, the Daito, the Davka, Lisha Vafia, Lo Mahanid, Omer Agaba, that it's only for the kneading and the arranging, possibly, and the baking that you need to have the actual yid doing it, and it's not good enough to have a yid standing over Cherishot or Katan. But the Trina, the grinding, everybody would agree that it's acceptable if a yid is standing over him and is watching over here to make sure that there's no Chashash of Chometz. But others disagree. The Das of El Yeraba and the Bach is the Trina Taya Beplukta, that grinding is not so simple like the Taz says that it's okay if a yid is standing over the Cherishot of Katan, but that's actually a machlokis. And Ayin and the rest of this Bir Halacha for a long discussion about this Halacha. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalit, Cheirish. What type of a Cheirish are we talking about? Hainu Sheino Shomea Veino Medaber. We're talking about a Cheirish that not only can't hear, but he can't speak. And this is a person, and certainly in the times of the Gemara, certainly could not have Das. Dimhu Medaber, because if it's only talking about a person that can speak, but just can't hear, Eino Medina Bechal Cheirish. That's not a Cheirish. That's a person who just can't speak, but he's a perfectly good Bar Das. What is a katan? The katan hainu shlo yigil yud gimushonim yom echad. As we've already pointed out, for a boy, it's somebody who hasn't reached the age of bar mitzvah. And since, of course, matzos can be made by a woman, ubi isha bas yud beisham. It would be a girl who hasn't reached bas mitzvah. What is the definition of a shote? Hainu shema abed mash nosen lo. A shote is by definition somebody that can't maintain property. He loses whatever you give him. He doesn't control property, so therefore he is not considered mentally competent. The Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, "Uvavanosenu arabim, to our great distress over here, kama anoshim mekilim. There are people that are mekel in these dinim over here, and willy nilly, umenichim lekotun uktana litin mayim l'tzocha kemach. They maybe al dan lekavzchus. They want to encourage their children to participate in the matzah process. They shouldn't be doing this, but they let their children, their young boys, their young girls, add water to the flour. V'shalokidin osin, but this is incorrect." The Mishnah Berurah says, because the Nesinas Mayim Lesocha Kemach Beklal Lisha. This is the first step in Lisha. Adding the water to the flour is the first step of kneading. L'das Hayesh Omim B'simin Shin Chav Dalas Siv Gimel, as we've already previously learned. V'lo Nafik L'didu Chovis Matzah B'matz Kazu. And therefore, since the kneading must be done L'shem Matzas Mitzvah, you're actually not going to be able to Yotze if the Katan or the Ketana added the water to the flour. Unless, in Losh Lokeach, Matzos Acheros, Lelia said there, unless, of course, you take other matzah for the night of the Seder, the Kayim HaMitzvah Aseh, the Achilles Matzah, to fulfill the mitzvah of Achilles Matzah. And these matzahs over here, you could eat the rest of Pesach, at least according to many opinions, you could be Yotzei, as long as they're not Chomets, even though Echeres Shotor Koten, in fact, poured the water into the flour, because according to the simple Pesach, one can be Yotzei the rest of Pesach, as long as it's just not Chomets, even if it's not Ushmartem Esamatzos. We didn't get a chance to do any of the other Deer Shear footnotes inside. Certainly worthwhile to look at all of them. With this, we conclude today's share.